friends and neighbors and relatives, education or chanting and hearing or serving, parent, nothing. That's me today. This is my experience. But I chanted Hare Krishna. Today, my dear Lord, I am full of insecurity. Every direction I look, whatever I hold onto, seems to be a failure. But I chanted. I chanted. Today, my dear Lord, every single person I know has so many bad things to say about me. And they said it all. They said it.
Yeah.
Every single person, those whom I consider my friends, say many things, even worse than those who I would say, do not like me. I chant Hare Krishna. I turn to you to make a prayer, at least to communicate, take solace. It seems you don't exist. Still, I chant it. The name Hare Krishna. Yes. So in this prayer, Gurudev is expressing our situation. That in all circumstances, we should keep holding on to the Lord. Either we are having positive result or not, we should hold on to the Lord. His silence is another way of responding to our prayer. There is no prayer which is not heard by the Lord. He hears all prayers. In all the prayers, He responds. Yes, if it is okay for that time, He will say yes. Wait for me if it is not yet the time. Or I have another plan for you. Krishna will never say no. You can change your prayer, because he said, when someone prays to me, he said, I'm not a fool like this person. This person is a fool, doesn't know what to ask of me. But I'm not a fool. So the person is asking for something that is not good for him or her. I won't give it to him or her, but I will change it. I will give him something or not this thing, because it's not good. I will change it. Give something which will be for our eternal benefit. The same thing Bali Maharaj was telling Ramandev. I know you are a Brahmana's boy, you are a Brahmana, but your age is influencing your intelligence. That's what I could see. Your intelligence is not broad, not strong. Because of your age, even though you are a Brahmana, I appreciate that. But still, I could see that the age has a threat in you. See, I'm a king. I'm not just a kingdom. I conquer the true world. So why are you asking me for something that you remain a beggar tomorrow? Don't ask me for something that you remain a beggar. Ask me for something that you will never be a beggar for life. Okay, Bamande is the Supreme Lord. He said, my dear Lord, yes, I know all this. I know what you're saying is true. A person who is not satisfied with the money, will not be satisfied with the millions. I live in it. So that's okay. Thank you. So the point is, Krishna sees to sees and he knows. He knows what we have done in the past. He knows what we will do in the future, in the present. He knows what. So he is responding according to him. So the dark night of the soul means the time when nothing seems to work. Nothing. Even Krishna doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Yes. Like praying to Krishna, hold on, the more you pray, the worse the situation seems to be. Guru doesn't come in. Nothing, nothing. You just see that you are just holding me alone here. That point is the best time in one's life.
It is the
best time
in one's life.
Yes. Because the decision we make at that time will determine our future. That is the best time. So the dark night of the soul is a wonderful time for us to decide what we want to do with our life. I want to be Krishna conscious. Do I really believe that Krishna is there, or I have been following blindly, I don't know what I'm doing? Or I really accept that Krishna is there, he exists eternally. Not just Krishna existing, but I also, as a part of him, exist eternally, either in any condition. I eternally exist like him. We have that full conviction that he is that person who knows everything and there is nothing which is unknown to him. And he knows what is happening with me. Not just that, he has personally made arrangements for what I'm experiencing. If we know this, we said yes, Krishna. Yes. I'm seeing you in what is happening in your life. So Krishna explained about Gita. My hands are everywhere. Did minus you? Minus you? So Krishna said my hands are everywhere. So you think it's minus you? Huh? Said my legs are everywhere. My face. Everywhere. My nose, my ear, everywhere. In this way, I exist as a super soul. So, no one is excluded.
No one is?
Excluded.
Excluded.
No one is alone. Nobody here is alone. No one. We just create that imagination. It is our mind's creation. No one is alone. And nobody will be alone. We have many witnesses, many protectors arranged by Krishna, all available for us. It is just that we don't see. What is making us not to see? We lack attitude of gratitude.
Yeah.
We're not grateful to Krishna. If we are grateful to Krishna, we will see. We are not speaking philosophy. We are discussing with you. It's not a philosophy, it's a reality. Someone is having this disease experience. So why not you? Why not you? This is a time for us to be more desperate. To show that yes, we have really accepted Krishna. This is the time. It's a wonderful time. Shouldn't be afraid or worried or discouraged. person who is chanting Hare Krishna mantra, you know, proper yoga, 16 rounds, and is keeping the four Vedic principles, is having a service to Krishna. He is not under Durga. Under Durga. Durga is the one controlling this world. We are directly under Krishna. Directly. Non-devotees are controlled and monitored and handled by Durga Devi. She is controlling. Devotees are directly under the shelter of Krishna. Krishna controls devotees directly. Directly. What does that mean? It means that everything that is going on in our life is arranged by Krishna. So if we are introspective, we are asking Krishna every day, what is the lesson for me and what is happening? What do you want me to learn? Get it, yes. Please understand, devotional service is not an external activity. Not external. This is one. It means that we should be introspective. We should take analysis of our life. We should. Every day. To facilitate this, some great thinkers advise that in a day we should have like 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Where we are not talking to anybody. We are not chanting. We are not reading. Just go into. Just communicate with the super. Just listen to, try to listen to the inner voice. Those who do that, they have a lot of.
Well, a connection. You said you go introspective and try to hear what the super soul wants to say. Is this what you're talking about, meditation?
Mm-hmm. They don't meditation. Meditation are deliberately. Yeah, you can say meditation, but this is different. It's a different aspect of meditation.
How would I know? Maybe I'm like in illusion, or maybe I would understand the super soul telling me something, or maybe my mind telling it. You know, mind is crooked, so maybe it's my mind.
Yes,
saying.
Yeah, that is true. I'll tell you. It's true that the mind deceives us a lot, and there are so many voices in our mind. See, it's difficult to know which one is the super soul. But for one who does this, whatever the super soul tells you, if the super soul who is saying that, it will not be long you see it physically.
No, I didn't understand.
If the super soul tells something, and they're wondering if it is the super soul or the mind or the intelligence that is speaking.
Yeah.
Just get the message, in few days, you get it physically.
Which will appear, what? In few days? You mean we get some kind of signals from her side?
Yes. See, most of it, we are too dull, that is the problem. We are too dull. When we make the prayer, we are not careful, we are not watching to see if the answer is coming or not. So even when the answer comes, you don't see. Because you are not watching ourselves. If you are watching ourselves, you see. We pray, you have prayed sincerely to Krishna, we beg him. You get answer. It's happening.
I have a question.
Yes. Do you understand?
Yeah, but I'm still thinking that it will be mind which will dominate.
But just listen. Just try to do. Just follow it.
Yeah, I will try to like close my eyes But you know, Maharaj, my mind spins like a top, you know, it's like I'm tired of my mind.
Don't worry, don't worry.
Because I'm so like, you know, what to say, you know, restless, you know. My mother said you are like a restless soul, you know, hang on somewhere, you know, anchor yourself. So I'm a restless soul. So when I'm going to close my eyes, I get headache. I even close my eyes, I get headache. Here, that is my problem.
So don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Just sit quiet. And ask Lord Krishna. I know you are always there for me that day. All the acharyas say that. All the scriptures say that. All the sadhus, they say that. Yes, even physically I can see that it's true. Even physically. There are so many things. There are so many things to make me believe that you are there. The sun is rising always at the same time, no late. Never one day late, a second or even not late. And the setting, somebody, even with our philosophy, will just experiences, the thing we see every day, is enough to teach us to believe that, yeah, there is somebody who is in charge and controlling something. That we have not seen anything in this material world that is happening by chance. We have not seen. You're hearing the sound of the vehicle, that another person is inside the vehicle. We have seen that. The vehicle is just driving the vehicle. This is one day. Have you ever seen? Or will we see? So, it's just a common sense, of course. Common sense is not common. That's why many people don't have common sense. We have not seen a car driving itself one day, or a car manufacturing itself one day. There's always somebody behind, responsible for everything. Or any sound is coming without a person. Any activity without, even these foolish scientists who talk nonsense, they never just one day sit down and eat by chance. They still go to the kitchen to cook, right? They would also sit down and by chance they get food to eat. Yes, we have mystic people who do that. But since somebody can do that, it's common, you know, car can produce food. But otherwise, you can do it. But they have to pump it also. The person has to do that. So always, there's something behind anything, there is. So, but my common sense, Krishna, I know that, yes, looking at this material alone, I could see that, yes, you are there. So, I also believe that you are my father, because nobody has ever claimed me to be your son. It's only you. And I see how everything you maintain this one. Even those who are working, or those who are not working, they have something to eat. Right? If someone is working or not working, you still have something to eat. Yeah, imagine they don't have a job, they still have cell phone, they're looking cross. Are they getting the money? They're not working, they're not robbing, they're not stealing. But still, who is responsible for all these activities? It's somebody. So with this sense, I can understand, yes, you are there. So, and I'm one of your innumerable children. I'm not out of your sight. Yes, yes, because we are omniscient. Yes. See, nothing goes without nothing. Either I accept or not accept, even theoretically. And whatever is going on in my life is as a result of my past life, which is true. Yet you also saw me say, for American. Now, please tell me what I should do. If you just talk like that, even if you fall asleep there, it's even better. Because in that dream, Krishna will show you something.
You want me that when we are in tension and, you know, when the soul goes through a dark period of this life, then we not close your eyes, but just sit in the place and try to connect with the super soul.
Yes.
Now, there could be chances that it will be a mind or super soul, but I will try.
Try. If it is a mind, nothing will physically manifest. If it is a super soul,
it will manifest.
The super soul will tell you, okay, my dear daughter, don't worry, I'm sending somebody who is going to help you. That person will be like this, like this, like this. And you're not the person you have in mind. What do you just
I sometimes I'm in trouble. The only I am so focused on Krishna, asking him, get me out of the anxiety and then I kill, then I will think about anything else.
That is selfishness.
Yeah, but it's like I can't take much. I said, get me out of it and then like, then I will see what. The thing is that the anxiety is so much that I'm burning, you know, I'll be burnt out totally. So I said, Krishna, get me out and then I'll become peaceful. But I've not become peaceful, you know. I've been always telling
so then
get
don't
me
do
out.
That. Don't do that.
I always go there and say, what are you doing? Do something.
Yes.
You know?
No, don't do that. That's why it's prolonging the issue. Don't do that. Say, what is it? What you want to do. You are independent. You can do whatever you want to do. But you should know that I'm very weak. Help me. Krishna, don't tell him.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, I'm not commanding, but I'm saying, can't you see I'm suffering? Do something.
Don't tell him like that. Just tell him, I know you're independent, but see, I'm not strong person, so please, help me. He's smiling. Krishna will be smiling because he has come back to me now. Yes. Try it. It will work for you.
I'll try it. I want to get a super soul. And to Krishna, sometimes I even don't say anything. I said, you have not solved the problem, so I even don't speak to him much. Like he said, solve the problem, then I will speak.
Don't do like that. Don't make it conditional. You should know that he is independent. And we need him. We need him. He is fully independent.
That is what surrender is all about,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. So you have to open ourselves to him. Take me. Whatever you like to do, whatever that is a problem, take. So if you want me to die like this, it's okay. Even if I don't like it, well, if you want it.
Well, this fearlessness which you are having, I don't have her. Do whatever. I can't become like that tomorrow.
Everything has it.
I mean, like, you're so fearless. I can't do whatever you want. But we are not so fearless. I mean, we want to be very protective. You know? So
yeah, protected. I've told you that we have many people waiting. I say that.
Yeah.
All of us. There are many people with us. Yes, we are not sitting there. But they are doing their duty. If you start after sitting there, you see them more. See them more.
Yes. You know, there are one person who does chakra healing. They say everyone has a guardian soul around a person.
Yes.
There's a guardian soul every time you go a person. At least two minimum. Like, as you said, that we are protected with many people.
Community.
May not, I may not see them, but they are around.
You are not seeing, but they are there.
They're
and they are doing. It's just that we are not giving them a chance to do more. So we are just giving you a formula. Follow it, yes.
It all comes to the point that now we have to surrender.
Yes.
And have faith in him that whatever he do,
there's nothing which he do that is bad for us. We may see it like that. The parent forces the children to take medicine. Right?
Take medicine.
Really? Not? So for the child, how does he see that?
Yeah, my child is.
My mother doesn't like me.
What's wrong with my mother and her parents?
Look at this bitter thing. Why is she asking me to take this? She doesn't know this. Right? But the mother is showing her love. Take it. Take it. Don't take it. No food for you. So we are supposed to take it. To eat. Although we it is for our own, not for the mother. The mother is not sick. It is we are sick. Well, the mother has to devise some means to get us. Take medicine to be healthy. Right? That's what I did. The Krishna is doing like that. So we'll just follow. That's it. We'll pray for you.
Well, sometimes, you know, I don't want to do, but sometimes when I'm really very angry, you know, then I feel like bashing someone. So if I don't get, then I use a lot of foul language. I never used to do that, but it's like I start speaking very foul language, and then I go to Krishna and said, this is not me. But I had to, you know, lent out my anger. Then I don't have anyone to hit, so what to do? So I use this foul language. And then wearing the kanti I'm doing, I'm feeling bad. I really use foul language. But what do? I just can't stop my tongue. I want to, like, sometimes when I drive the car, I feel like bashing into another car, you know, like just. Because sometimes I'm so angry. But then that I can't do because I know it will incur so much expense. Then I use this foul language. And as a devotee, I feel bad that I've come up to this extent. But that's not me. I'm a very gentle person. Even, I mean, I take care of, you know, stray dogs in our vicinity. I'm very soft. But the language I speak sometimes is like I surprise my own self.
Krishna wants to show you something, but you have not gotten the message.
I don't know. It's like, I want
so
message.
We're giving you the formula. Follow it.
Yeah, try to follow them.
Yes. Get the solution. Krishna is always making plan for us. We don't accept. We don't follow. That is our own nature. We are refusing to take the next thing. So it is Krishna who arranged and should tell you. So apply.
Yeah, I'll try to do that and I'll see. Yes. Because I need directions, and once I get the direction, then the confidence will build. Otherwise, it will start breaking inside.
I really need it.
Yeah, I'll try it.
Daily 20 minutes.
And Maya said the best, even if, and by doing this, if you sleep, it is very nice because then at least I sleep.
Yes,
so I need.
If you sleep, it's very nice. It is then Krishna will speak to me directly.
Yeah, then you said maybe in the dream.
Yes, you speak more.
Yeah.
Because now we resist so many things physically.
Mm.
But in a subtle state, although we are sleeping, we're supposed to be lesser than being gross. But gross means that we are too far away from the reality. Gross, we are too far away from the reality.
Yeah, gross means we are too far from the reality.
Subtle state is higher.
Yeah.
Therefore, in the dream state, Krishna was speaking. So we are taught many things in the dream than physical.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Sometimes I feel my conscious or it's my soul, it becomes very heavy. I mean, I feel the pressure on the consciousness. It is the conscious or it is my soul. It becomes very heavy on my body. I don't understand. Is there something which becomes very heavy on me?
Yes.
I don't understand. It's very gross. It's very heavy.
Yes, what's that question? How would you forget it?
What you said, I just try to do it always. Like I have, and since my childhood, like, I was very much known, I used to make pictures of Krishna and all, and I speak to Mataji and all, and that too, it's all by Krishna's mercy. In case of phone, she's able to receive her phone only at that time, but rest otherwise I have only and only Krishna and Radharani. I just talk to them. I just don't know, like, I'm fighting with him, not for this worldly things. I'm just like, Krishna, please, I don't mind, please take all these things, everything, I'm not even asking for a house, not even for my marriage, anything like that, but please this time, please, I just want pure love, that is you and Radharani this time, nobody else. My fight is with him for this thing, and he's not giving me this thing, so I'm...
But you get to a pure devotee, he won't give you a pure devotee. Good with you, give it to me. That's the way to get it.
And I always keep on talking to him, Krishna, aise karu kya? Like, should I do it this way or that way? If I do it this way, I suppose you feel very bad. Matlab, you wouldn't want me to do wrong thing. I don't want to hurt you by doing this thing, so what should I do? Then I don't know. Like a mad person, I say him, please give me a signal by showing me a devotee if you don't want me to do this thing. Then he does that, and I'm like, okay, you don't want me to do this thing, I won't do it.
Yes.
Is it the very same thing that you're saying
yes.
to do?
Yes. Doing
yeah, but earlier this thing used to happen, you know, sometime when I was in trouble.
Because you block it. You
but
block.
Now nothing, you know, it's like
you
dumb.
Block it. You block it.
You
I
block
it.
Yes.
Yes.
And
it
if I fall in Bhakti Maharaj, my Tulsi is like, squirrel eats and come. I know that it's not that, it's I'm drowning in Bhakti, it's because of that it's, all these things are happening.
Yes.
And he's giving me that those signs that
yes.
things are happening this way.
Yes. Whatever when we plant a fresh tulsi, Gurudev will say, nah, I want to see the bhakti from all of you. I want to see how this tulsi grows, that is I want to judge all of you.
But how did I block it? You said I have blocked it. How come and when did I did that? I mean, I don't know, how did I block it? I'm the same person.
Same person. See.
But why would I block it?
Not grossly. Not that you just, hey, Krishna, I don't want to see my life again.
So it's like,
it's not
what
grossly.
Happened? Like, that I don't get those clues anymore.
Is it Adams Maharaj, when we, like, these things happen only and when we are more into, like, we keep on talking to Krishna, when we stop doing all those things, even that connection is becoming a bit loose
yes.
and looser.
See, if you are dreaming about the spiritual master every day, means your consciousness is I don't want you to go he was telling me, oh, I've been away from you for some time. I said, do you know what that means? Away means not in good consciousness.
I didn't
get it. He had been away. He had not communicated. He had not written for some time.
Yeah, I have not written.
So I told him, do you know why you have not written for
mm-hmm.
some time? Your consciousness is not connected.
Consciousness.
Yes. Yes. You're away, that's what it means. You're not connected. When you remember, you write. When you have forgotten, you don't write.
No, I'm coming to the same point.
Yes.
You told me to write a letter. I wanted to write the letter. But somehow I'm not writing. I myself am there. And then I sit. What do I write? Then I get up. I don't have anything. But I want to write. And I mean, if I start writing, I know it will be a long one. But I don't know, why don't I sit and write? This is something I fail to understand. I just can't sit. I want to write. I mean, there was a time when Maharaj, I was the only disciple who Maharaj used to reply the letter very fast. I used to write from heart and Maharaj used to give me, within 24 hours my replies used to come. But now I don't know, why I don't do it, Maharaj? No, you said a block. Now I'm understanding some blockage, but not work. Things are not working for me. I mean, Radhakun was there, and she went on Skype, and I spoke to you, and I said, "Yeah, I'm going to write." Again, I'm not writing. I don't know, some problem, man. I don't know where did I go wrong?
You have not asked Krishna.
I have not
asked. Krishna.
No, I did not take permission from
you. You have not asked him, Krishna. Please. That is the whole thing that we tell him. Krishna, where is the problem? What is wrong with me? What is the problem with me? You have not asked Krishna that. That is the whole idea of introspection. To search yourself. I do that a lot. I always ask Krishna, what did I do? There's nothing which I have asked, I don't get an answer. Forget it. suffering. I'll get it. I'll get it straight ahead.
At our times, Maharaj, you know, the kind of life we are living, like previously I was not working, so it was very peaceful for me. And I said to Maharaj also, when I started working, the entire day was so hectic. I was like, I'm losing myself. At a point, I used to sit alone somewhere, or even if I'm walking, I used to, that calmness to get connected to Lord or to talk to Lord. But when we are not able to do that thing, to the automatically frustration comes from inside.
Yes.
That we are slogging like a dog, just from morning till night, just running badly without thinking what we are doing and what we are not doing, what is right and wrong.
Frustration means spiritually we are not moving forward.
Yeah,
no. Yes. Like you are doing a business. At the end, you have no money. Right? That is frustration. So if you are not getting spiritual nourishment, then frustration comes up. Yes.
Maharaj, in that way, we can even pray to all Goswamis also, no? I mean, even...
It's a blessing that whoever beside the sister and the Goswami Astakam. Sir
Goswami
Astakam. Yes. You recite it, it can never be defeated. Can never. It's a blessing. These acharya, they have given us so much, we are not assessing them. The Gurudev said, spiritual technologies. He said the technologies we are not applying. So he opened an institute for applying, to teach how we can apply what we have, our own life. Then we'll be able to get nourished. If you're not nourished, you know, you feel empty. He called it feeling the voice, like a being. You eat.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So, there's a gap. That gap is spiritual nourishment. Yes. We have to get nourished. Then we're happy. We're satisfied and see how Christian consciousness is working. It is working for me. Why? I will not expect this to work for everybody. It will work for everyone. So, yes, pray to Krishna. Tell him, this is my problem. I mentioned this morning to you, this in the temple. So tell Krishna, it's a confession. I am weak. So help me with strength. We pray, we beg him for protection, for guidance. I have to thank him for all that he has been doing. I have to thank him. Krishna, we should develop this attitude. Every day you get up, you tell Krishna, thank you. Every day. Thank you. There are so many things. If you go to hospital now, you see, people have been there, and who knows how many of them will come out. But see, out of 6 billion people in this world, how many are chanting Hare Krishna? See, we have been exposed to chanting Hare Krishna. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, he said, in every bed, we take here, right? We have a mother, we have a father, we have a brother, a sister, a wife, a husband. We have leaders who are leading us, but not all the bets we take that we have a group. Yes, not all. Maybe one or two. We have a group. So, what we have? He has given to us. Wonderful.
They are not able to ask.
Yes, you know.
Is it just one?
So, you should tell Krishna, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know somebody who has been in coma for 3 years now.
Three years.
The husband is very wealthy. He's there in Nigeria. He's an Indian. Very wealthy. He doesn't give donation to help. So, even we went to meet him, he doesn't give. Wealthy. The wife is in coma for 3 years now in the hospital. In the hospital, 3 years. Just lying in one place. Not talking, not doing anything. But the eye stops open. What is that? But we are not there. We are here. So, if you tell Krishna, thank you. Thank you. Even if we are sick, we should tell him thank you, because do you know what we have done? Even for this, just this life alone, even as an Indian, do we know what the sinful things we have done? What are the previous ones? Can we tell? Very difficult. That's why we are here in this material world. We are not staying in the material world. Our time has been calculated to be time immemorial. Right?
Yeah.
But what is keeping us here? Is it purity?
No.
No? Yes. So we should tell Krishna, thank you. We have every reason to tell Krishna, thank you.
Little boy and complain, I don't want to complain.
Just tell him thank you. From tomorrow to from today. Tell me another for you. For all that you have been doing. I'm so useless. But you are taking care of me. We have a right to say Krishna has covered Goswami discovered Chaitanya. That we are like a basket full of mustard seed. If one drop out of it, does it make any difference? That is our situation. That is our situation. Because still Krishna is taking care. He doesn't abandon us. We have tried so many times to avoid him. He never leaves us. He's there as a super soul. The most closest person to us. To anyone here. He tried. He didn't send us here. We made our choice. But still, he didn't leave us alone. He accompanied us. He's doing things which nobody can do for us. Not even a son or a daughter or a husband or a wife or a father or a mother or friends. I saw in my village when someone, a relative, dies. Some sentimental people, they were crying. I want to go with you. I want to go with you. I can't see without you. But when they are when they are finally putting the body in the grave and they are burying, nobody would like to go there. Let me, please. Nobody goes there. But they suddenly we are crying, please. Only Krishna goes with you to the hell. Into hell. So only Krishna goes with us. So thank you. So thank you for everything. So merciful, so kind. Thank you. He is giving everything. But some of us keep him aside and struggle like anything for something. But this very person can say, my friend, you're not going to reach where you're going. And no reach there. Yet, we don't remember. So we should do. Thank you. Every day we should cultivate this. This is what I do. Because me as a person, I have every right to say thank you. Because I've seen how he has protected me so much. In different ways in all directions. So I say thank you. Krishna is more closer than we think.
Krishna is more closer
to us than we think. See, it gives me a lot of hope and appreciation for Krishna when I see certain things that he does. some things in my life. It's very sweet.
Right, you said it gives you a lot of hope and appreciation for Krishna?
Yes, for so many things.
For so many things.
So many things he has done. One day I wanted to write, I was writing a devotee letter. And very funny, Hare Krishna, he's always ahead of us. So in the letter I wanted to write my sweet, because I said no. Instantly, I said no. So I laughed, so don't look at him. Two of us are there communicating. I just instantly, just the thought that he said no. And he affected me physically also like that. No!
Then what do you want,
my life? I put my dear. I didn't put my sweet again. Yes. What is Krishna doing? How can I say it's not? It's, I have so many experiences like many, every day. Every day. Let me tell you the truth. Every day. Every day, sweet, sweet experience.
Maharaj, once I was doing Tulsi Puja, my dupatta, it got burned. Somehow it got fire, it got burned. This had happened twice, you know. And that time I knew my heart was saying strongly that my something had wrong that entered my heart, you know. Because of that, like, it should not be there in my heart. That's what Lord wanted me to indicate. So that happened. So these are all indications, Maharaj.
Yes. See, whatever we have in mind, it shows. Krishna is sitting there. He's the one who actually detected that thing for us. He originally detected it for us. So he knows everything. So if we maintain it, he knows all these persons enjoying it, so he's sleeping. If you reject it, Krishna knows all these persons not enjoying it, he's tired. So let me take it. Krishna will continue to give us the same test until we pass it. So if we are having the same experience, I've told you before that Krishna wants us to learn something which we have not understood yet. So he keeps repeating that until when we pass it, then it will change. Otherwise he will repeat it.
Yeah, unless we don't
pass it,
the same thing will come and Krishna
yes.
reminds you.
Yes.
Remember where you
were now. So we have to adjust. Then Krishna, okay. It'll be something else. So he arranges so many wonderful plans for our progress. My Gurudev was in meditative prayer. My dear Lord Shyam Sundar, you have made so many arrangements for my benefit, but I am an impediment. I am impeding this. The system you have designed to help me, I am a problem. Not Krishna, but Guru. I said, I'm a problem. How? Practically, when we experience challenges in our life, how do we handle it? Like you are saying that you say many words, you know that you shouldn't say, but you are saying it. What does it mean? We are not allowing Krishna to do what he wants to do for us. Because we are reacting negatively to the situation. This is I must be eternally grateful to Gurudev, the way he trained us. So one day I told Gurudev, Gurudev, this brother, he did this to me. He said, so what do you do? What did you do? I want to know. What was Yam? I have to look at myself, then I give you the answer. It's okay. Because, yes, please. When something happens, we can react in a way that person is not hurt. And seeing that person is not hurt, any activity which does not help the second person, we also are not helped. So, it is most of the time we take to that because of the modes that is controlling us. Second, we can react in a positive way. That person is benefited, and automatically we also become benefited. So, we should learn how to always remain positive to every negative situation. That's devotee. Apply spiritual technology. Remain positive in every situation. And he said, that is not enough. Make every negative thing positive. And when you see positive things, don't relax them. Don't be complacent. Make it more positive. That is Krishna consciousness. Maintenance is not Krishna consciousness. Gliding down is not Krishna consciousness. Progress is Krishna consciousness. And progress means we have to apply the technologies we have. So we say something against our false ego. Not ourselves. It's our ego. So that's how he trains us. We should be progressing. Krishna consciousness means progress.
And Krishna puts so many hurdles in between to test our positiveness.
Because he wants you to come faster.
There is no end of it.
Don't expect end.
Okay.
Don't expect end.
How should not tolerate we can be? How
smile. More? So smile. Thank you, Krishna.
For giving this.
Yes.
Test.
A devotee who has no challenges in her life is not making progress.
A devotee
who is not
making progress.
No test. There is no test. No difficulty. They're not making progress. It is not that you go and look for trouble. That is not the issue. Do the right thing. Keep the principles, change the serum, do your service without selfish motivation. If you have a problem, you should be happy. Tell Krishna, thank you. Why? This Krishna is showing his love. I want this person to come to me this time. So Krishna will put everything that we need to pass through. So come back on time. In some universities, if you go to some universities, if you go, they give you everything you need to learn for the whole period. They give it to you. So I'm going to spend 4 years. So if you cover the syllabus, if you cover them in 2 years, you finish, you go. Krishna is doing the same thing for us. When he has decided this person, I will take them, he will mount heavy pressure on you.
You mean when he gives me trouble, I'm the chosen one, Maharaj? I mean, I would say, Krishna, why so much trouble so that I can't handle it?
Yeah, because you are not grateful to Krishna. You don't ask him why. So tell him, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. So tell him, thank you.
When I'll apply this thank you, it's difficult for me.
Why do you want it to be easy?
No, I just think like...
Why do you want it to be easy? It's yeah. Difficult.
No, it's
difficult means it is good. If it is easy, means it is not good.
So to apply will be also difficult for me.
That is why it is good for you. If it is easy for you, why would somebody else be addressed as a warrior? And not everybody. Why?
Warrior fights. Warrior can fight.
Yes. A warrior means he's doing something which is not common for everybody. That's why he's a warrior. And Guru, they say all devotees are spiritual warriors. They have to fight. So Prabhupada told his disciples, what is the use of you being American if you cannot do something big? Yes, that's a challenge. It's a big challenge. Do something big, then you are American. Otherwise, why? Why are you American?
So Maharaj, but in this spiritual fight that we are fighting internally, in that case, like, we have that fear also in our heart that I should not fall down in this material world back. Is it very natural thing?
Yes. Instead of fear, we should just pray to Krishna. So we pray to Krishna. You know my weakness, and I depend on you. Please protect me. Please protect me. Protect me. Don't allow me to do anything you don't like. Please protect me.
Most people around us, they're dragging us badly into this material world.
Yes, they should drag you, but you should know.
Standards, everything.
Yes, but if you said no, 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 no. That is a faithful person. No. No. I said no to this, so I've said no. That's obedience. No. I have done this many, 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 many lifetimes. In all species of life, I have done all of them. This is not the first time. Will be the end. But I want to say I'm tired of this now. So I want something else. It is not my making. It is Krishna's arrangement that I have come and conquered with this system. Now that I have been exposed to this system, please help me to make the best use of it. If we are making this prayer every day, wonderful. A person whom Krishna has accepted to be taken back from you, that person's part will be torn.
That person will be
difficult.
And part will be okay.
Not be pleasing.
Maharaj, when this world partly rejects, you know, there are people like say, I have had my family, I have in number of 20, 30, 35 number of times, I suppose, minimum I've heard that why don't you go down and
someone you die, you know.
Yes, tell them, yes.
When people around you, many people reject you.
Tell them, but you are doing it. How wonderful is your life? You are doing it. Yes, I'm not doing. And out of compassion for me, I want you to do. You are doing, but see, how wonderful is your own life. See, you're not faithful. You're not truthful. You are more miserable than me. Nothing so wonderful about you. Just see. Is that true? Look carefully, you'll see. You are doing, but how wonderful is your life? People are not happy. You should understand this, that we have a very deep-rooted envy in the core of the heart. So when we see someone is progressing, why? Be like me, come, let me have associate. Why are you leaving me? Leaving me means you make me feel guilty. But if we are many, I won't be guilty, so I'll be comfortable with it. That is the situation. You understand?
That's just
you make mind. People guilty for their sinful life. When they live a holy life, they feel guilty. You'll be a challenge. You are exposing their sinful nature. So you won't be happy.
They do criticize.
Yes. Their criticism is is to bring you to the level. Look at her. Where are you going? Calm down.
But these are Lord's plans, na? I mean, is it that way that he's from their mouths, like they are criticizing us, they are scolding us, they're doing all everything everywhere when world is rejecting me. Say suppose world is rejecting me, is it Lord's plan that he wants me to make detached from the world and make me more attached to him?
Yes. It is really ignorance for anyone to think that I should be comfortable with non-devotees. Where is our compatibility? Where? We are opposite. How can I be comfortable with
non-devotees?
Yes. Anyone who is feeling comfortable, there is something wrong with us. Anyone who is thinking that I'm not doing all these things and I'll still have all these friends, there's something wrong with us. There's a gap here. There's a very clear gap here. We cannot go on the same path. We're not. We're different. So, the bed of the feathers will flock together. Make friends with devotees. I used to tease devotees. I don't have friends with anyone who is chanting. Anyone who is not chanting is someone who cannot be my friend. I can't have a friend who is not chanting. Okay, I want to chant. Yes. What is the foundation for our friendship? We are not compatible. We are opposite people, so we can't go together. So, we should associate with people who have the same mind with us. Chanting, even among devotees who are interested in chanting, devotees are interested in reading, devotees are interested in hearing, we should keep associating with some devotees. Then everything becomes easy. Chitta Mahaprabhu taught us this by using Ramananda. So he asked, what is the most painful thing in this world? Painful thing in this world. Yes.
Mahaprabhu said going away from the devotees, right?
Mahaprabhu is asking. Here he is asking.
Ramananda.
Right. Ramananda Rai said, the most painful thing is not to have devotees association. It's very painful. Once you not tolerate it for a second. And the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami said, once you be ready to embrace a tiger, live with a snake in the hole. Then, to as you say, with non-devotees.
They're very dangerous people.
Yes. Because
you don't know what they will do to you.
So we should create our association with devotees. So we're happy in that way.
Yeah.
So as the karmis are having their own group, devotees also have a group. Yes. We don't have anything in common.
Yeah.
So we're not compatible.
Yeah.
So we should be grateful to what Krishna is giving to us. We are very fortunate that Prabhupada has given us this wonderful, wonderful system. Not comparable to anything.
Maharaj, you know, because some of my family problems, you know, someone told me to worship Hanumanji. Now, I'm doing it, so am I wrong?
Hanuman is a pure devotee. Just a pure device. It's an incarnation of Ananta Shesha.
It's an incarnation of Ananta Shesha. Okay, sure. So every Saturday I come to this small temple here and I worship and we offer oil because I'm supposed to do that because my Saturn planet is not good now. So I even do puja for Saturn, for Shani Devta. So in my... So some people saying that if you are a devotee, you shouldn't be going there. But what to
do? Oh, I'm suffering. It's pain. I'm having so much of pain. So as a remedy or a side remedy, I'm doing it. Yeah. Matriya Muni, speaking with Dura, he said, astrologically, planes has no effect. Astrological.
Yeah, planets, yeah. They don't affect
on devotees.
My chart is so bad, Maharaj. It's like I'm tossing. And my life is like tossed. So my chart is so bad.
She read carefully. And chant carefully.
But now I don't have the guts to stop it because I've continued, so I'll complete a year. I don't have the guts, but because the fear, if I, you know, like, you know, that the devatas will get angry now, I just can't back out. Are you saying that I should, but I can't because, you know, I've been going for almost half.
Hanuman is, the devotee is not a fear person.
So I'll worship for some time. Till then, in the meanwhile, I become stronger in reading,
yes,
carefully.
Improve the quality of your reading.
Yeah, until that building becomes strong, I can't do this. I'm frightened.
Yeah, Maharaj, Krishna can change all this just like that. If he wants, he can change it, change everything. So is that we don't need to, like, even like I go to Balaji temple and all, like, recently, my aunt from Jaipur, she said, me ask your daughter to do 11 Mondays to get married. I have no other option, but I have to do all these things. But I know one thing, like, I'm just like, Krishna, if you want me to get married, get me married. If you don't want me to, that's fine with me. So, just to leave Krishna, things on Lord.
Krishna wants us to be happy in serving him, getting married, getting husband, wife. not against Krishna. The thing is that we have different situations that may delay a marriage or have a difficulty in marriage. You know, Krishna's making. These are all making. If we sincerely pray to Him, He will change all this. He will change all. We are not depending on Him to help us. See, if you are holding on to something, see, the Gita location said, all, surrender to me, all. He didn't say some. That's Krishna. Me is an insult on Krishna. It's an insult. We are giving 90% to Krishna, 10% is for who? Who? If Krishna is superior to me, so Krishna wants all. Don't hold anything. Don't hold anything. That is when Krishna will protect us. He will supply all these things. These things are not necessary. Even if we need to, we should do them within devotional circles. Within devotees, you can arrange for this. The devotees and get help. So, because in the beginning our faith may not be so strong. So we need certain prayers to do it. But it shouldn't take us far. So it's many with it. And Krishna, Rupa Goswami said that a devotee praying to Krishna for protection for this prayer is not against pure bhakti. It's not against. It's pure bhakti. Although you're not a person, but you're not against. Like other things, the mystic yoga and karma, it's different. So devotee can do that. You can pray that. Gajendra prayed in distress, and Krishna responded.
Maharaj, as Mahavati said, that she wants to continue, at least for some period, like you're worshipping Balaji right now. I mean, so, as she said that way, but I mean, obviously, appreciate her for everything. It's a question from her side only, not from my side, it's from her side only. The thing is that the way she said, but can't I say to Balaji that, Balaji, please forgive me, I have to leave this in between. Since when dearest Krishna, if I'm going somewhere else praying to some other demigods, so does it not mean that I don't have full faith in Krishna that He can do everything?
Yes, that what it means. That what it means.
It means that way, huh?
Yes.
So in that case, in order not to commit any offense against Balaji, we can complete that topic in
Balaji
that manner.
Is Krishna.
I know that's Hanumanji.
Oh yeah, Hanumanji. So in order not to commit offense also in front of Him, we can end up in that manner, by praying to Him that
Hanumanji will be happy to see us chant Hare Krishna.
Why am I worshipping Shani
Dev? Shani is not good.
Right?
Not good for Shani.
Because my chart, it is not in a good position, so it is giving
out
problems.
Don't worry about that.
So I'm going every Saturday to do Archana.
Just help me sit down that Saturday and just chant at Krishna. I will tell Krishna to help you.
Tomorrow is Saturday. I was thinking the evening I do puja and I go.
So just chant at Krishna, I will tell Krishna to.
Yeah, you have to take the responsibility. I'm very frightened of Shani Devta because I'm continuing for so long. Now to, he's like a little Rodra, what to say.
She she told her worshippers, anyone who worships me is less intelligent. When she was this yesterday we were talking about Rotam Das Thakur. She actually in that time she told those who were worshiping her, I will kill all of you. I'll kill all of you. You are useless. Anyone who worships me is a fool. You are very offensive. She is speaking herself. So if we, and even those who worship Lucia very nicely, Lucia will turn them to Krishna devotee. Like Nimbarkacharya. He worshiped Lucia before. The Lucia who made him Krishna Bhakta. He selected among all those Brahmanas who were worshipping. He told him in a vision, go and meet the Kumaras. And he went and he saw them, like I just told you. Krishna told him, tomorrow you should go to the forest, such a place in the forest, you will see four devotees. Go and take shelter of them, take initiation from them. He went to the forest and he saw them. They were sitting there and worshiping. So he took a decision. Then he became a acharya for Rudra Sampradaya. Yes. So we should have faith in Krishna. Krishna will protect us. One day my Gurudev, he saw me. I just put on a ram. Pendant, the picture pendant, and I put it. Hey, it was trouble for me that. It was our guitar class in the evening. The whole class was on me.
My wish pendant was it?
Ramchandra.
Ramchandra.
So you don't have faith in Krishna, so you think Krishna cannot protect you. That is why. You see, you don't see anything in my mind. He doesn't like it. So he spoke at length, 1 hour, the whole class, about faithlessness and depending on Krishna. So many things.
Well, depending on Krishna, Ramji is same, right? No?
Yes.
Kind of same.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu converted, he told Hanuman to give up Sitaram and worship Radha Krishna. He told Venkata Bhatta, give up Lakshmi Narayan worship, take to Radha Krishna. He's the Lord himself speaking.
So today, I'll visit Hanumanji, because you say he's incarnation of unappreciation. But Lord Shanidita, I'll go and tell him because I can't abrupt it, so I can tell him that I will be stopping the seva. But then I need your permission because Anandita, someone doesn't intervene. Shanidita will not care a damn for me, is it like? So I need someone's permission and tell him. If I have your permission, then I tell him that Maharaj has told me to stop it, otherwise I will get a blast from him. I'm already suffering with this prakopa. Yeah, my life is like after my Guru Maharaj, I don't know how many pujas I have done.
For how far?
Nothing is working.
Yeah, so
I mean, from big yagyas to puja in South India, things are not working.
Because that is not what you need.
I don't know, is this, I'm going helpless.
We're telling you, that is not what you need. You are just doing them, but that is not what you need.
Yeah.
You don't need them. So don't waste that time.
The anxiety which I'm having, it's not going, it's coming more in the front. I mean, I'm not doing for my marriage, nothing like that. The anxiety which I have, I'm
just tell Krishna. Just tell Krishna. You arrange what is happening in my life. You arrange it. So you know how you're going to take me out.
Okay.
Just tell you. See, if you understand, we're not speaking philosophy. We are telling you realizations, what is happening. A Christian can do that to any one of us. That is why we are telling you. Just follow. One of our acharyas, Yamunacharya, when I went to Puri, he prayed, my dear demigod, I'm sorry. I cannot worship you again. I'm sorry. Forgive me. My dear forefathers, don't expect kingdom. If you like to say I'm impudent and proud, I don't mind. In society in general, they consider me to be lazy, whatever. Not beneficial, useful in the community. It's okay. Whatever you say, it's okay. The problem is that since I have given my life to the enemy of cancer, Lord Shri Krishna, I don't have taste again. Taste. My taste has gone. So please don't blame me. But whatever you take me to be, it's alright. Now my life is for Krishna. So nothing you can do. Why our acharyas are making all these prayers and it is put in the scripture for us? Why?
They
want us to follow the same thing. They want us to follow. To follow the same thing. Yes.
And actually, it's a D-day for me.
Yes. So you should not come to me. If you come to me.
She's
really badly suffering. The way she's really strong.
You don't need that. You don't need all that.
I'm so confused. Like I'm running here to this temple.
I'm tired of doing all this.
Yes,
be tired.
Now I'm going to pack up. First of all, I can't do much now.
Yes, Krishna. So, Krishna.
Take a lot of guts, you know, Maya, and go into an Amavasya beer.
Try this time.
Yeah, I mean, Maharaj has intervened, so if Maharaj nahi bolte to main nahi stop kar sakta, because there has to be some pure devotee to get into it.
Nahi
to, yeah, if Maharaj taking responses, I'll get into that. Otherwise, it's hard. Thank you so much, Maharaj.